Hello students, this is our module number 1 for biological classification. It is chapter 2 of our first unit, diversity in the living world. And I hope this already you have studied in first lesson, and you know biodiversity and the need of classification system. Hello students, I'm Neeraj Bamania, and just raise a question that why there is need of classification system. Why it is important to place living things into categories? And your answer must be very simple, that we should know each and every organism by their name. And this name should be universally accepted. And therefore, this classification system is required. In the third slide of this module, we have raised some key questions. Like, how are the living things organized for study? What is the binomial nomenclature? What is Linnaeus' system of classification? If you move into the next slide, you see the question is, we are discussing this, how are the living things organized for study? And to study the diversity of living beings, biologists used classification system to name and organize the group in their certain characteristic features, and this is under the hierarchical order. So students, before understanding this concept, you might have studied in your previous modules regarding classification system and biodiversity, and you know the taxon is the highest position given in classification system, and the lowest one is for the species. It is the unit of classification system. So once again, I'm discussing why do we classify anything. It is to certain everyone is talking about the same thing, and using this classification names, these are very confusing. Like if I go to market and there, if I want to purchase some vegetables, for example, if I ask the shopkeeper, give me some ghee or dudhi. So these are the two different names and we are using in different locality. But the shopkeeper may not understand, because in our locality, it is this vegetable is commonly known as loki, and it is accepted. And therefore, we need this thing which is common, this system which is common. Let's take another example, like a bird. I have seen and I named this, I told my friend that I have seen Kakbhushandi. Or he may ask, okay, what is this? Because he is unaware of this Kakbhushandi. But if I say Kauwa, so Kauwa is very common term which we are using for that particular bird. And sometimes if you move out of our state or to our nation, then the commonly used term for this is crow. So sometimes these are very confusing, and therefore we need classification system, and therefore this classification system must be universally accepted. A naturalist who came up with this an idea about classification system first ever was Aristotle in 384 BC, and he is father of biology, we all know, or also father of zoology. So he classified animals into two groups. The groups are based on the type of blood, the type of pigment present in blood. Those animals which have the red blood, these animals are classified in one group, and non-red blood animals, they were classified in another group. And similarly for the plants, he classified the plants into herb, shrub and trees. So before this classification of plants as herb, shrub or trees, it was just commonly called as trees, and we don't have an idea about. Later the same idea of classification system was put forth by Theophrastus, and you know, father of botany. And he is also father of ancient taxonomy, plant taxonomy. So he wrote many books, and in his book, he gave an idea about plant classification system. So he classified plants into various kingdoms and basically the four groups which earlier was classified by Aristotle. And he also used the same terms as trees, shrubs, under shrubs and herbs. So he introduced one this term as under shrubs. So only this idea he introduced, but number of plants were classified by him, and therefore he introduced a fine classification system. Later, Carolus Linnaeus, his actual name was Carl von Linn, and today we know that he is a father of taxonomy and also regarded father of plant taxonomy or sometimes father of animal taxonomy. Linnaeus came up with the two kingdom classification system, and he also introduced later as binomial classification system. So in this two kingdom classification system, organisms are classified in two groups or two kingdom, first as plantae and second animalia. So he introduced the idea about plants and animals, and this classification system at that time was perfect, and every organisms are placed according to their motility or mobility features or non-mobile features. So this idea was accepted for the long period of time. Linnaeus also introduced the binomial nomenclature system, and in this binomial nomenclature system, see, I ask you why classification system is necessary, and we know the answer. And later we came to know about the classification system must be universally accepted. And he gave this idea about the binomial system of nomenclature, as every organism must have two names. One is its generic name or genera, and second one has a specific name, species. For example, we all are Homo sapiens, and this Homo is our genera, sapiens a species. There are many animals which look similar. For example, in cat family, lion, tiger, leopard, they look very similar, and they have certain correlated factors. They look very similar in their appearance, and therefore we correlate these factors, and we have we know about these belongs to cat family, as today we have common understanding. When the nomenclature system is done and these animals when considered, so these are called as correlated factors, and those animals or plants which share correlated factors, and therefore they were referred as a generic or genera. Species, the definition says that there are organisms which interbreed freely and naturally in an environment, and they are regarded as having a common correlated characters. So all those organisms which can interbreed freely in environment, and they are they belongs to the same species. So in this cat family, the genera is given for them as Panthera, and they share different species as like Panthera pendennis or Panthera leo, Panthera tigris. So we have a common genera for all the members of cat family as Panthera, and they differ in their species like Panthera tigris, Panthera leo, but as I said that they are from the cat family, and the cat family, the cat is having a different genera, Felidus. So students, if you see this slide number 13 of our module, I have highlighted this two kingdom classification system, and in this the two kingdom classification system, which was introduced by Carolus Linnaeus in 1735 in his Systema Naturae, the first published journal, he distinguished all the living beings in two kingdom classification system as Animalia and Plantae. So he classified the organisms in these two different kingdoms. So there is one concept which arises later as in the form of kingdom system. And many more naturalists, they started working on this kingdom system of classification. For Linnaeus, there are certain demerits of this classification, two kingdom classification system. Like, he did not introduce any evolutionary relationship. This is one of the major factors that this classification system later fails. And it is because of the evolutionary relationships between animals and plants, from where they arises and what is their evolutionary pattern. So this was, for example, we take Euglena. Euglena, we cannot classify it into plantations kingdom because it is having the outermost membrane, plasma membrane, which is a characteristic feature of animal cell. But because of its autotrophic mode of nutrition and the pigment present, which is capable of synthesizing light and it perform photosynthesis, so it was introduced in this kingdom system as under Plantae. So this is one of the drawback which is seen later by various naturalists. Linnaeus also grouped prokaryotes and eukaryotes together, and that was one major demerit which is observed in this classification system. He also grouped unicellular and multicellular organisms together. So there is no such organization level of classification system. There is one more drawback in this classification system, as this system did not distinguish the heterotrophic fungi and the autotrophic green plants. Similar to Euglena, slime molds, a type of fungi, can neither be grouped into fungi nor in plants, and this is because they are wall-less kind of and representing the holozoic mode of nutrition, and they show some vegetative state but develop cell wall. Students, I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and in next module we'll talk about five kingdom system of classification. Thank you.